Hare Krishna. Question from Madan Sundari Mataji. How do we get the strength for studying? Or do we develop the habit of gaining pleasure in studying? But often we don't get any pleasure while we are studying. Why is that? After we do a hard day's work, how do we overcome the tendency to want to just relax and watch a movie instead of taking up scripture and doing study? We should be doing everything as a duty, but is it possible to do things without getting pleasure in them? Answer: no, we are pleasure seeking individuals, and pleasure is a part of our innate nature. Satchitananda, as souls, ananda is a part of our nature. So it's not that we can or that we are meant to live without pleasure. But we also, along with our pleasure-seeking propensity or our pleasure-seeking nature, we also have intelligence, sat-chit. And that intelligence enables us to choose among different kinds of pleasures. To choose long-term pleasures rather than short-term pleasures. So watching a movie may give us some titillation for some time, but how much inner enrichment, growth, how much long-term purification of happiness is going to offer to us? Practically nothing. So that's why if we use our intelligence, then we can choose between different kinds of pleasures. And studying scripture and understanding philosophy, understanding the meaning of life, getting the conviction to pursue the purpose of life, now all this purifies us, and all this eventually brings us to the supreme pleasure in life. We get connected with Krishna in sincere devotion, and that gives us the highest happiness. So this requires some patience and purification. And during that period, how do we move forward? Yes, for that it is good to, even within the circle of duty, find out where it intersects with the circle of satisfaction or taste. That means if you have these two circles, one is these are things which I have to do because of my duty. The circle of satisfaction. By doing this, I get the satisfaction. So studying scripture, if we do it in the association of devotees, if we do it in a way that we find satisfying. So many devotees may find just reading books alone difficult. Then they can read books and hear some classes based on the book. That's why we have this Bhakti Shastri course. Or coming in the association of devotees and hearing live classes. That is also a form of scriptural study. And so, even within the study of books, we can study in different ways. We can study a little bit and discuss with somebody. Or we can study something and maybe write some brief notes on it or reflect on it. So, we have to find out in our own way how we can gain some satisfaction in studying. That is not selfish. That is simply understanding our individual nature and harmonizing with that nature. So, some devotees are of a more intellectual nature. And if they are more intellectual, then they may need more intellectually satisfying presentations of philosophy to be satisfied. Others may be of a less intellectual nature, and they may find the things that are too intellectual as just exhausting. Oh, this causes too much stress on the mind. And they may find that some other presentations of the philosophy are more palatable and relishable. So, we have Shastra, but in Shastra is explained in different ways by different spiritual teachers. And even within the parampara, within the Krishna consciousness movement, we have different teachers who present in different ways. So, often, the lack of taste in Shastra is just due to a lack of habit. That means, if we just, with some determination, keep pursuing scriptural study diligently for a few days at least, for a few weeks, for a few months, then we'll find that we'll get a taste in it. And especially it's important that we use Shastra. Use Shastra means after we hear something, maybe we discuss something with some other devotees, speak some point, or in our own life try to contemplate, oh, I heard this and now in this situation I can apply this over here. So when we see the connection between what we are studying and how we are living, when we see how it is practically beneficial, then all that also acts as an impetus for us to study. So, if it deepens our remembrance of Krishna, it deepens our wisdom in living through, in going through life, then all that is also extremely helpful. So therefore, by first of all using our intelligence to understand that we need pleasure, but we can choose long-term pleasures by using our intelligence and persevere even when they don't provide an immediate pleasure, knowing that eventually after purification a lot of pleasure is going to come. And even when we are going through the process of purification, that time we try to find the circle of intersection between the circle of duty, between the points of area of intersection between the circle of duty and the circle of satisfaction. And then also even when there is no immediate pleasure, if we just focus on the utility of what we are learning, utility in terms of our own proper going through in life, our own discussions with other devotees, when we find it useful, then that also gives us an impetus. And overall, if we just keep developing a habit going through, soon taste will develop. The nature of the mind is that it is exposed to something again and again. Dhyayato vishranam pumsa sangasteshu pachayate. Over a period of time, it will develop attraction for it. So just continue it as a habit. And just by as a habit, sometimes people develop a taste for things which they may have never read earlier. For example, some people say, if they go from India to America and they start reading baseball news over there, and then they may end up becoming baseball fans, just looking forward for every news that is there on baseball. That's just habitual exposure. So actually, if something which is unconnected with our core self, with us as souls, we can develop so much attraction to that just by habitual exposure, then something which is intrinsically connected with us as souls, Krishna is most intimately connected with us. Mamai Mam Sho Jiva Loke. Because Krishna is intimately connected with us. So, if we try to connect, expose ourselves regularly to Krishna conscious scripture and Krishna conscious study, then surely attraction to Him will develop and taste in study will manifest. Thank you. Hare Krishna.